Spread that thing like Bobby. Oh, my baby, poor baby. She gave me a different turn of events. But my daughter went ahead and texted me. And that's what she does. By the way, she's a straight F student. So, like, she has, I want to say, 6 F's and 1 C in the last quarter. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just throwing my hands up. I'm just waiting for them to tell me she's going to flunk. And then I have to talk to mom about some options, I think, in my opinion. I think we got to talk about either homeschooling or having it so that she's having a full-time schedule with one of the parents. You know, I'm going to suggest me just because I just think my child needs that structure and consequences. You know, my child's smart enough now to knowing that, okay, I'm only going to be with dad Wednesday, Thursday, you know, like a couple days out of the week or whatever, and then I can get away with. She knows how to play the game. So I think if you lock it down to the consistency of being in one household during the school until she gets her grades up, then I think that's something that, again, I'm just yapping here. But she calls me and not calls me, but texts me. And it's like, hey, she has a friend in school that was, you know, she said she couldn't buy anything. You know, they play Roblox, couldn't buy anything. And so Jazz, being the friend that she is, being a giver, she gives her some money, gives her some Roblox, gives her some things. And then all of a sudden, she finds out that very same friend that she helped went to another friend and was asking them for money or got money. And therefore, she did have money. And for whatever reason, Jazz was saying, hey, well, give my money back. At least pay me back. And that friend was like, no, I'm not going to pay you back. And she's very mad about it. And I was like, well, I mean, babe, you learned your lesson. I mean, that just lets you know that whatever you paid that friend to find out that this is her true colors, that's on her. You know, that's how much the friendship cost to her. Like, it meant to her nothing. And I was just reminding her that, you know, when people know when you're a giver, when people know that you are a person that is always willing to help, people that are selfish, people that are self-centered, whatever you want to call it, they're going to keep going to that well until it dries. That's the lesson that, even at this stage, we all know that at this stage. It's like there's people out there that, I mean, I was talking to a neighbor recently about that, about how they did a favor as a kind gesture to another parent to be with their child, to help, you know, pick up their child. All of a sudden, that parent goes, well, they picked them up once, they can do it again and again and again. And it's like, no, like kindness should not be a weakness. Being giving should not be taken advantage of. And I'm, whether it's in sixth grade like Jazz or you're in your 40s like I am, mid-40s right now, it's one of those deals that you have to understand that people, when you know you're a giver, you have to be careful who you share that with. I always try to tell my daughter, you know, it's like when true friends are givers just like you. When there's a friend, is a person that you know if the roles were reversed, she would do the same for you. And so, you know, these are things that Jazlyn is like not really understanding. And, you know, she's a fake friend. I mean, at the end of the day, and that's what I like it. And I'm okay, you know, with these things happening because these are under controlled environments, you know, like as far as experiencing a little bit of life or how people can be. And it's something that I know I see my daughter experience these things, you know, now dating. I mean, she's like has a guy friend or boyfriend, whatever you call it, but, you know, they supposedly haven't done any kissing. And you probably saying, how can you let your daughter? I'm like, look, I'm not going to stop her. Like, let's just say if I say that I fucking hate boys and I want to see her, she's still going to do it behind my back. You know, and I'm not saying that I'm accepting of it. She knows, like, if I meet him, I'm going to yell at him. I'm going to let him know, don't hurt her, right? Don't hurt my little one. That's what I'm always reminding her, just as long as they're nice. Don't care about anything else. Just look for men being nice, really nice, like really nice, helpful, funny. But don't go for the narc, don't go for the charmer, don't go for the jerk, you know? Anyway, don't go for the tough guy. All men can do it. Anyway. But going back to the story of people that are givers. You know, I've coined this before. There's givers and takers in life. And I think in humanity, we have a tendency to be selfish. It's just different degrees of selfish, right? Like, you know, I want to have my own needs and wants met. But I'm also aware enough to know that that checklist can't be all done. Like I was talking to somebody about their situation and they were giving advice to their children about, you know, dealing with someone that is doing things out of the comfort level. And then that person guilt you. You know, it's kind of like me in college and me not wanting to drink during my college years, not wanting to do drugs or anything because I didn't want to open any doors I couldn't close. And I have firsthand experience at seeing people doing drugs, seeing people doing alcohol. So I said, I don't want to deal with that shit. Keep that away from me. And what happens is when you're that way, people that are close to you, they get selfish. And then it's like, okay, you don't want to go along with me going to drink? Then, you know, fuck you. I'm going to spike your drink, or I'm going to give you a hard time, or I'm going to blame you for not having a good time. Whatever it is, like, people have to play victim all the time when they're selfish. Like they have a reason to be selfish because, oh, they grew up poor, or they, you know, no one gives them the love, or whatever it is. You know, they just feel like they're working so hard and nothing's coming to fruition. And that has an expiration date, like that self-martyr mentality that I like to say that. But there's people out there that they just like, oh my God, life is so hard for me. It's just been hard. Oh, my fucking life. It's just been hard. And I'm like, okay, you could do something about it. You can't just sit there for the last 15, 20 years like, oh my God, life is fucking hard. Do something about it. And I think when I hear things like this in my daughter, these are great experiences that are teaching tools for me, because for many of us, you know, sometimes we're not disciplined or have the heart to cut people like that. Like when you know someone, like my mom does that. Like my mom is like a person that she is not able to just call you and say, listen, I can't give you money for gas today. You know, I just can't give you money for this, or I can't do this for you. Like she goes ahead and stops answering the phone. And stops picking up the phone. And it's like, or just kind of hides and locks away, and people leave her alone. And then people coming at you, people used to come at me like, why isn't your mom around or anything like that? But well, she probably, you know, she doesn't know how to say no. She doesn't know how to stand up for herself at times. I feel when people, and people take advantage of her. People have taken advantage of her. And so I've seen that firsthand. And I know that I'm a giving person, but I've been more aware of knowing, okay, if you don't do for me like I do for you, then it's fucking over. Like I'm not going to – I always tell that story about a teammate in college that I used to drive around all the time, you know, on my gas, on my dime, never gave me gas for anything. But then lo and behold, when the one time I needed some clippers for my buddy to cut my hair – He wasn't willing to share those clippers. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a problem. You know, that's not a person I want to hang out with because they expose themselves. I let people know, like when you are a certain way, I let people know. And, you know, I have a friend like that. That's such a giver. And he is such a person that was used and people. And I'm like, dude, like you gotta create boundaries because, again, people don't know when they're takers. When they're selfish and very self-centered, they expect that kind of service from you. Isn't that crazy? Like they expect that from you, and they expect you to be this person that whenever they need you for something, then you're going to be there. Like you don't owe them shit. You owe them kindness. You owe them respect, you know? And I think for my daughter is helping her understand that when you could really understand people as far as good people like she is, because she's a giver. I mean, for her it's like, okay, I'll give 20 bucks away, I'm gonna ask that for 20 more, right? Like she doesn't know the concept of working hard yet and doing these things. So but for her it's not a problem if she has 10 bucks and wants to pay for everybody, because that's just how she is. But I have to teach her that friends are not as giving as her. They're not gonna be as loving and as selfless as she is. So she has to be careful about the people she puts around, because it's no different than celebrities, right? Very extreme case, but when celebrities have all these people around them that are agreeing and being cool with them because they're giving them money. But if that person goes bankrupt, goes broke, how many of those people are still going to be around, right? And I think that's the story that I was telling about my friend, is that he was a person that was very giving, very low, you know, very, giving financially and time-wise. And when the market crashed, all those people went away. All those people were not around for him. And I was one of the few, if the only one, that was still there for him and still helping him and being there for him. I guess for me, and he never forgot that. He never forgot that I was the only person that was there for him during his toughest times. And I told him, that's what friendships are for. I mean, friendships is not about when the going is good. It's about when the going gets tough. And with my daughter learning that these girls that are hanging out with them, yeah, because they know that she can buy them an icy cone, or that she can give them a Roblox gift, and that, you know, they're not going to ask for anything in return. But when they do ask for something in return, like my Jazz did, she's like, no, I don't have it for you. Sorry. You know, and that's just bad traits of that person, of that kid. Those are people that you don't want to be around. And I just remind her of that all the time. And like I said, my daughter's going to learn the hard way, no matter what. She doesn't believe in taking advice from dad. That's why I'm doing all these fucking podcasts, is because if I'm long and gone and she's like, well, what would dad would have said? You know, here it is. All this fucking shit. You can fucking just listen to it and be like, okay, yeah, I remember him telling me that or no. You know, so you could just, not to tell you I told you so, it's just more of a reminder of how you were raised and how you were taught. And I do believe in people being good. I do fundamentally believe people are good. But I mean, think about it, and I'll leave with this. Like, even in a hurricane, like, people are selfish. People, when the going gets tough, it's a survival of the fittest. And I think it's more of American society than anything else. I think it's a societal thing of Americans to do for themselves, even if it's at the detriment of kicking people down on the way up. Like, the way it's in our society, I believe, it's like you kick, you cross, you stab as many people as possible to get to where you're at. And then when you get to where you're at, then you're able to give back. You know, it's like a really fucked up way. And I feel that's just the way our society is built. And I just want to make her aware of it, that, again, it doesn't matter if it's a sixth grader or people late in their 40s, that they still act that way. And that shit never ends.